Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
And I'm Dr. Tracy Gross.
Hey, today's show, we talk about, can chiropractic help with X condition?
Yeah, this is a question that we get every single day in our office. So many people are wondering, what can chiropractic do for me? What can chiropractic do for my family? So we're really going to unpack that and get into the nuts and bolts of it.
Hey, this is a show that's not just for you. Can chiropractic help with my... Hey, you might not have any health problems. This is a show that is for everyone. And so who do you know in your life who could benefit from this information? This is a great one to share. You're going to love this episode where we talk about, can chiropractic help with X condition? So, Dr. Tracy, last week we talked about how your body is designed to heal. And we talked about how this body is a miracle, this body of ours, it's a miracle. But what does that mean practically from a standpoint, hey, I'm an end user here of your product that you're trying to sell, right? You're selling me that the body is brilliant. It's designed to heal.
Right. Okay.
But I'm the patient. I'm the end user. I'm the person is like, okay, so practically, how does that work? Like, what do I do to improve my body's ability to heal at its absolute best? Mm-hmm. As Max Living doctors, chiropractic is at the core of what we do. And oftentimes you and I will get these questions about, okay, so if what you're saying is that the body's brilliant, it's designed to heal. Can chiropractic help with X condition? Mm-hmm. Can chiropractic help with my friend's lower back pain? That's the easy one, right? Or can chiropractic help with my migraine headaches? I know somebody who has problems getting pregnant. I've heard chiropractic care has helped people get pregnant in the past. Is that true? And these are the kind of questions you and I get on a regular basis.
It's really easy for us to talk about how the body was innately designed to heal and that healing comes from inside. But what does that mean for you? What does that mean for the person who's living with back pain or neck pain or migraine headaches? So what we need to unpack here is, how do we practically apply that principle to daily life? And that comes in the form of questions that we get all the time. Patients come in every single day and what they typically ask is things like, Dr. Wilson, what are you going to do for my headaches?
Mm. You know, it's a really good question. Like, what are you going to do? Here's the reality. As Max Living doctors, chiropractic being at the core, we work with the nervous system. We start with the nervous system. Nervous system controls every single organ, cell, and tissue in your body. That has to be the starting place and the starting assumption. If we're starting with the assumption that my job is to fix or heal, that's a wrong and faulty assumption. Mm. My job is to actually remove the interference from the one system that controls all health, all healing within the body. Let the body do what it was brilliantly designed to do, which is function and heal at its absolute best. That's a different approach than running around trying to chase every single symptom that might pop up.
Yes, very much so. And we really look at the body as a whole. I think so much of medicine right now spends a lot of time dissecting the body. We have a different physician, a different doctor for each part of our body. And it really doesn't work that way, because when one part of the body is diseased or damaged, it affects the whole. So we have to take a holistic approach to our health. We can't just treat individual symptoms as they come up.
Because if we, it's such a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I come from a school that really taught that, you know, there's different philosophies within chiropractic, and there's one approach that is, hey, chase the symptoms or treat the symptoms. That's what the patient wants. Give the patient what they want.
Yeah.
And they just want to feel better. So if they got elbow pain, figure out a way for them to leave the clinic with better elbow experience, right? So that they don't have elbow pain. And so whatever mechanism you need to do that. And many times treating the symptom can cover up the symptom temporarily, but it's unfortunately like a Band-Aid. It's like covering a check engine light. Check engine light goes off in the car. It's putting a piece of duct tape over the check engine light. And there's going to be consequences for doing that. The engine's going to break down eventually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't treat the symptoms. You don't treat the symptoms. You respect the body's intelligence. You respect the symptoms.
Yes.
It's a very different approach.
Mm-hmm. Talk about respecting the symptoms. What does that mean?
Mm. Well, okay. So let's use fever as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would happen if you were to eat a bag of E. coli?
Okay.
Would you expect there to be some level of signs or symptoms?
I would hope so.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Intelligent answer. What would your reaction then be if I were to say you're going to eat a bag of E. coli and I'm going to give you an antipyretic so your body does not heat up. I'm going to give you an anti-nausea so you don't throw up. We're going to keep that inside of you. What would your reaction be to that approach? Mm. You see the point?
Yeah.
So covering up symptoms, trying to trick the body into doing what we think should do at the time we think should do it, there's consequences for that.
Yeah.
And yeah, you might be able to get away with that for a while. But what does that even mean to getting away with that?
Yeah. I love that example because the fact of the matter is when you take that antipyretic, when you take that anti-nausea medication so that you don't throw up, all of that E. coli, all of that poison is still inside your body. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for your body?
Good point.
It seems like common sense to say it's a bad thing for your body. You wouldn't want it. But then we have to look at the other side of that and say, okay, well, throwing up, that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Having a fever, that doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. But that's the opposite. So does that mean it's a good thing?
So here's the big point on this is that when the body's doing what it's doing in the time that it's doing it, the body's brilliant. The greatest doctor in the world lives right inside of you. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we come in with our intelligence, or we think it's intelligence, but think of the amount of intelligence that you and I can come up with and how minute that is to the intelligence of what created our bodies and that's in the universe and that literally is all around us. We can't even create a human cell that functions on its own in a lab, not a single cell. And yet here we are living, breathing, you know, entities. We don't need to be plugged into an outlet at night in order to recharge. Our body's constantly rebuilding and rejuvenating and repairing. Get out of the way. Mm. Get out of the way. Stop interfering with this body because it's brilliant. It's vital. It's, I would say, a miracle, because sometimes we hear, and going back to the topic at hand, sometimes we hear like miracle stories.
Right.
And I don't even like to say the word miracle anymore. There's this miracle of life, but it's not a miracle when you remove the interference and all of a sudden now you have better digestive health. And now all of a sudden you don't have your irritable bowel problem anymore. That is not a miracle. That is the body returning to normalcy. Mm-hmm. That is the body returning to normalcy.
Yeah, that's huge. When you get the idea that your body was designed to be healthy, that's your normal state, then sickness and disease sounds so foreign.
So that question of, doc, can you help with X condition? Can you help with my migraine headaches? Can you help with thyroid? Can you help with X? Does chiropractic help with X? Well, there's a lot of evidence that chiropractic, mm-hmm. because we work with the nervous system, helps with virtually everything.
Yeah.
There's a study. You talked to me about a study here recently about this.
Yes, there's a study in the Journal of Vertebral Subluxation Research, which is a chiropractic journal. Basically, the research study studied almost 3,000 individuals, 150 different chiropractic offices across 4 different countries. So very big sample size. It's the largest chiropractic study to date. But it showed that chiropractic adjustments produce a positive effect for virtually every health condition. So talking about symptoms, allergies, eczema, colds, headaches, menstrual issues, headaches, neck pain, back pain, even for overall well-being. Everything improves with the power of a chiropractic adjustment. And my favorite part about this study showed that there was also no ceiling to the benefit that was reaped, meaning the longer these people got adjusted, the better they felt.
And these people didn't come in here saying, hey, doc, help with my allergies. Hey, doc, help with these things. No, that was just reported. That was just reported things that got better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's amazing that we're not, I want to be very clear about this because I'm naturally skeptical, very skeptical.
Yeah.
It's like, how in the bleep could you possibly report to be able to help with everything? Like, mm-hmm. come on, there's no way you can help with everything. And you're exactly right. There's no way that Nick Wilson, Tracy Gross can help with everything. Your body can help with everything. Mm-hmm. What's inside of you, that is our solid point right here. Your nervous system, when it's functioning at its absolute best, when your body's firing on all cylinders, your body has this built-in mechanism to heal from the inside out. And who are we to put any limitations on what a healthy body and a well-functioning body can do?
Exactly. Exactly. Because the doctor doesn't heal anything. Does medication, nope. Does that heal anything?
Give a medication to a dead person. How's that work out? You got a fresh cadaver laying right here, right? Like you cut its leg, the leg is never going to heal. So what's the difference between a living and dead person? It's life.
Yeah.
Just to be very simple. Mm-hmm. So why is it that you can't, why is it that the medication quote unquote works? That's arguable. It's because it's life inside of you that the body will take that, use that, and maybe have an effect that is maybe your desired outcome. There's always an equal and opposite effect. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. However, it's life inside of you that makes things work.
Yeah. It's exactly what we were talking about last time, the innate intelligence that's inside the body. Mm. That's what heals you.
I mean, so think about this. Let's go a layer deeper on this. Can chiropractic help with X? I don't know if you're going to heal from your migraines. I don't know if you're going to heal from, but what I do know is I've seen patients and we have now across the board with our network that we see what you would call miracles, but I call it return of the body returning to normalcy. With that lower back pain, with those migraine headaches, with that shoulder problem, with the fact that you can't get pregnant or whatever it might be, I see it, the body returning to normalcy.
Yeah, I was just talking to a patient last week who, when she first started, she had neck pain. That was her big complaint. That was the only, even in talking to her, she was like, just neck pain. I just need you to take care of my neck pain. Okay. So she started getting adjusted, started taking care of her nervous system. Of course, she had subluxation in her neck and her upper cervical spine. So she was getting adjusted, taking care of that. But the longer she took care of her nervous system and got the pressure off of that upper cervical area, her migraines went away. Mm-hmm. She's off of her migraine medication. She's also sleeping better. She came in last week and she was like, hey, I think I've noticed this trend where I used to sleep about 4 hours a night and now I'm getting like 8. Is that weird? Mm-hmm. No, your body's healing. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's supposed to do. And did I know that she was going to sleep better? No.
How could you?
Yeah, exactly. Was I adjusting her so that she would sleep better? No. I knew that her nervous system had damage in it. And regardless of what your symptoms are, your body is always better for getting damage off of your nervous system, for getting pressure off of your nervous system.
I was in the clinic and one of our patients pulled me to his side because we were celebrating our anniversary, our clinic anniversary of being open in several years now. And he pulled me to the side and he said, hey, I just wanted to tell you, this is also a celebration for me. He said, when I first came in here, I was totally skeptical. He was on 10 medications daily.
Wow.
He was bent over when he first came. I remember when he first came in, he was all bent over. He had lower back pain. He had weakness in his lower back. He had done cortisone injections. He had physical therapy. He just went through the gamut, right? The typical story. I just pulled up his file. I saw he had 20 either x-rays or, you know, MRIs in the matter of a short time. And I saw, and he told me he couldn't even lift 10 pounds. His back was so weak and he was in so much pain. Couldn't even, so think about this. Here you are. He's a big guy too. So think about this. You're a big person. You're strong. You're, you know, that masculine energy and you can't even lift 10 pounds without pain. And he pulled me aside and he said, I can't believe where I am right now. I just want to let you know I'm now playing basketball. I'm keeping up with the young guys. He said, I'm actually doing better than a lot of them out there. And he's like, I'm pain-free. He said, yeah, I've got my hiccups. Yeah, I've got my problems. My shoulder will go out. And he goes, you know what I know to do is I know to make an appointment. I know to come in. I know to get my spine and nervous system, get my spine in alignment, my nervous system functioning at its best. Mm-hmm. He said, I know what to do. And he said, here's the bigger point. He said, my friends, they took the opposite approach. He said, they continue to go down that same road of treating symptoms and they're on more and more medications over time. And it's a slow health decline that I'm seeing with them and I'm improving and I'm trying to like scream at them, let them know, like there's a different approach to your health care. There's a different approach. And the guy has had like, 20 MRIs and x-rays and everything. It's not about the diagnosis. It's about what's your plan? What's your plan in healthcare? Because what's your plan? Because you have two options. You can either continue going down the same path that you're continuing to go down, but you know what that's going to look like. You're going to get the same results that you've been getting, or you can choose a different approach. Find the underlying cause of the problem, have a corrective approach to let your body heal and function from the inside out. It's a very different philosophy, but it's a very different outcome.
Very different philosophy, but a very different outcome. And I would argue that what we need now more than ever is different outcomes. Clearly what we're doing is not working.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't treating him so that he could go play basketball. we weren't treating his shoulder necessarily. We were removing interference, letting the body do what it's supposed to do, working with the body, respecting the symptoms, respecting what he had going on, and working with him to get better and not just cover up symptoms so that he could maybe function for the next 3 days while his body actually slowly declined. Mm. It's a different approach.
And I think it all gets back to finding the root cause. We talk about that a lot, but if you think about it, it's so logical because your nervous system is the centralized healing source in your body. There is no other system that controls the healing and function of everything. So it only makes sense to look at that system and make sure that it's functioning properly, make sure that it's healthy. That's why you get results, because you look at the one system that controls everything, you make sure that it's functioning properly, and then your body heals it.
And then you add in the other essentials. So now you talk about having a growth and strong mindset. Now you talk about adding in the right nutrients, life-giving food. You get taught how to minimize toxins and exposures everywhere. And you now are taught how to move appropriately in a way that is healthy for your body. You combine that's real healthcare.